Madam Deputy High Commissioner. It gives me great pleasure to join this pledging conference and assure the fullest cooperation of the Government of Sri Lanka for the commendable work carried out by the UNHCR. Although Sri Lanka is not a signatory to the 1951 Convention on the Status of Refugees or its 1967 Protocol, we are a country that hosts asylum seekers and refugees for several decades, recognizing as well the principle of non-refoulement. As it may be recalled, the government of Sri Lanka invited the UNHCR to open an office in 1987 and has worked in collaboration, cooperation and good collaboration with it ever since. Upon the request made by the government, the UNHCR has supported Sri Lanka to facilitate the return of Sri Lankan refugees who had fled the country during the internal conflict. In the process of reintegration of refugees, UNHCR has extended assistance ensuring their welfare. Regular technical level meetings between UNHCR and government agencies have enabled the sharing of information and improvement of coordination and communications over the years. This coordination was immensely useful in the aftermath of the tragic events of Easter Sunday this year. Further, UNHCR and the government continue to support the hospitals that extend health services free of charge to asylum seekers and refugees by providing medical and other equipment needs and raising awareness on refugee issues with hospital staff in close coordination with local authorities. Sri Lanka is also thankful for the capacity building opportunities provided by the UNHCR for its personnel. Mr. President, while being appreciative of the assistance provided by the UNHCR to Sri Lanka, we are acutely aware of the global challenges faced by this organization. The increase in refugees in recent years due to internal and international conflict is a serious concern. These challenges demand our collective commitment and cooperation to address. In this spirit of cooperation and in continued manifestation of our goodwill and support for an organization that devotes itself to humanitarian work in most challenging times, Sri Lanka is pleased to announce a contribution of US$15,000 earmarked to all pillars as a token towards UNHCR's 2020 global appeal. We also take this opportunity to thank donors and partners who have made generous contribution over the years towards the UNHCR, and we encourage them as well as others to able to do so to keep on supporting the UNHCR's work in the field through enhanced resources. We wish UNHCR and High Commissioner all success in their commendable endeavors and assure them Sri Lanka's fullest cooperation in dealing with the numerous challenges ahead. As we make this pledge today, we would like to reiterate our motto. Our motto is, your success is our success and the success of the humanity as a whole. Thank you.